Chairman, excellent report. Succinct, considering the hundreds of pages that you had to cover. Our action before us, members, are one to see if there are comments on the report. Ultimately, we'll need to adopt the report. I note that we have a document, it's IWC 56-43, a proposal to reallocate funds. It's a document that deals with the issue of the workshop on use of market sampling to estimate bycatch. I think before proceeding with that, let me ask if there are questions, comments on the report of the Scientific Committee Chairman. You must have done a really good job. No. Question, public of Korea.
Thank you, Chairman. With respect to committee's priority work for next year, my delegation would like to welcome the agreement of scientific committees, includes the status review of fitness purpose. While Korea believes a small station is out of the competence of the IWC, my delegation, on the occasion of Ulsan meeting next year, will invite the Korean scientists to positively contribute to the scientific committee's work with a view to the exchange of scientific information on this species. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Korea. I see UK, Germany, Sweden, Switzerland, Australia, wow, Italy. I've made a mistake. New Zealand, Japan. Whew. Start with Switzerland.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We just would like to highlight on page 47 the situation concerning narwhals and belugas, and would like to highlight or point out that the scientific committee has reinforced last year's recommendation that the stock of white whales in the West Greenland area is of highest conservation concern, and also concerning narwhals, it expressed concern about the status of the stocks in this region. In this respect, I can inform you that in the CITES Animals Committee, the narwhal has been subjected to significant trade review. Concerning on the same page, the Irrawaddy dolphin, I just like to make clear that the CITES proposal deals, that is mentioned here, deals of course, or CITES deals of course, with international trade and not direct removals for national utilization or bycatch. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Switzerland. Germany.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Germany wants to draw the attention of the Commission to the report of the scientific concerning bycatch, and in particular to the recommendation on workshops. It is of vital importance that first steps have to be done to develop a short and long-term approach to solve, or at least to mitigate, the cetacean bycatch problem. This should be done by regional workshops to be held under IWC auspices and in cooperation with regional organizations like ESCOBANS and ECOBAMS. I want to inform the Commission in this connection that the European Union has recently adopted a regulation with technical measures to minimize cetacean bycatches. These measures are a total ban on drift nets, the obligation to use pingers in the gill net fishery, and the obligation to have scientific observers on board of pelagic trawlers. And let me add, Mr. Chairman, we want to associate ourselves with the statement made by the Switzerland concerning narwhals and beluga. Thank you.
Thank you, the UK.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whoops. I would like to associate myself with the statements made by both Germany and Switzerland. As regards the statement made by Switzerland in relation to the Irrawaddy dolphin, I would point out that the Scientific Committee report does recommend that there should be proper assessment before removals, and we attach considerable importance to this, recognising CITES position. Mr. Chairman, in assessing these small cetaceans, the committee reviewed some, but not all, of the actions arising out of past resolutions. It's to be noted that much of the table on abundance estimates and catch data is incomplete. We are particularly concerned about directed takes of Dall's porpoise, on which, you may remember, we adopted a resolution at IWC 53 encouraging all nations who indulged in direct takes of Dall's porpoises to provide data so that proper stock abundance estimates could be made. Given that the committee at the time considered that the directed takes that were being made appeared to be unsustainable. Mr. Chairman, I simply flag the point up and would hope that those concerned might agree to supply some data. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK. Sweden.
Thank you, Chair. We, first of all, would like to associate ourselves with the views expressed by Switzerland, Germany, and UK. And then I would like to draw your attention to agenda items 15.2 and 15.3 in the Scientific Committee report regarding provision of a progress report on collection and archiving of samples, genetic samples, that is. I note that the Scientific Committee could make good use of a report from Norway, but that at the end of 15.2 and 15.3, it comments on the absence of a similar report from Japan. My question then is to the Scientific Committee Chair, if there was an explanation for the absence of a report from Japan, and secondly, if we can expect a report next year. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, did you receive the question? It's a question of why there was an absence of the report from Japan. I didn't get the page. Were you tracking?
Yes, it's page 51, left-hand column, item 15.2 and 15.3. All I can tell you is the request was made, and we have not received the information at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair now recognizes Australia.
Thank you, Chair. First, let me express my sympathy for all of the Scientific Committee, but the Chair of the Scientific Committee in particular, for the workload, which is obviously truly horrendous and needs to be, we do need to manage. I'd like to associate Australia with the comments of Germany on the bycatch workshop, on the UK on Dall's porpoise, but I'd particularly like to highlight the concerns about the West Greenland stock of white whales and narwhals. I think when we see in a Scientific Committee report agreed language that these may result in the extinction of West Greenland narwhals in the near future, we should not let that go past without the Commission expressing its serious concern. It's not often we are told that we are about to see the extinction of a population.
Thank you, Australia. Italy, followed by Japan.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to associate myself with the Commissioner from Australia in congratulating the Chair of the Scientific Committee for the excellent work. And we would like to associate ourselves also with the statement made by Germany concerning the proposal for a series of regional workshops to address cetacean bycatch. Thank you.
Thank you, Italy. Japan has the floor.
一応どうもありがとうございます。 ここではですね、このレポートの採択にあたりまして、3点申し上げたいと思います。
Concerning the adoption of the report, I'd like to make three points.
科学委員会ではです、膨大な議題をこなしておりますが、その多くの時間が IWC の管轄外の問題に費やされているのではないかという非常に大きな懸念を有しております。我々はその結果 IWC が適切に機能するためにより重要な問題の進捗が著しく阻害されていると考えております。
Well, actually, the, I understand that the huge amount of time of the scientific committee is spent on these subjects, and we are quite concerned that the, this might detract the, and subtract the time of the IWC from the other very important and substantial matters and agenda items because of that distraction.
RMP の実施や詳細評価は科学省委員会がホエールウォッチングや小型鯨類、環境問題といった重要ではあるものの IWC の管轄外の問題に相当の時間を割いている結果、非常に長い時間がかかっております。これらの問題が引き続き科学委員会の議題に乗るのであれば、我々はその議長と副議長に時間の配分の業務の重要度付けを再検討することを要請いたします。
So actually, the implementation of RMP or this in-depth assessment and so forth are the important matters. But this scientific committee seems to be engaged in the some of the matters like the whale watching or the small stations environment matters, which are outside the competence of the IWC, and a substantial time is sort of dedicated to or distracted by such other outside mandate issues and taking such a long time. And if such agenda items continue to be included in the scientific committee's agenda, we would like to urge the chair as well as the vice chair to try to decide to prioritize the distribution time.
2点目は RMP がプロセスの遅れと本質的な理由との両方により機能しなくなってきているとの懸念が科学委員会から表明されていることについてであります。日本は特に昨年完成した北西太平洋ミンククジラの RMP の適用の結果を受け、この懸念を許容するものであります。我々の考えではこの問題の大部分は不必要に高いチューニングレベルの設定と RMP が種ごとやケースごとに作られるものではなく普遍的なものとして作られていることに起因するものと考えております。したがって我々は科学委員会が本件の解決と生態系を考慮に入れた管理方式を開発することを重要課題として位置づけることを期待いたします。
Mr. Chairman, the second issue relates to the RMP and the concern expressed by the scientific committee that the RMP was becoming unworkable in terms of both substantial delays in the process as well as substantive and practical issues. Japan shares this concern particularly following the results of the RMP implementation for North Pacific minke whales, which was completed last year. It is our view that the significant part of the problem is the unnecessarily high tuning level and the fact that the RMP is generic rather than species or case-specific. We would therefore like to see the scientific committee give high priority to addressing these issues as well as to developing a management procedure that includes ecosystem considerations.
3番目はですね、科学委員会が RMP や AWMP の下での捕獲レベルに関する助言を提供する際に、経群構造などに関する科学的不確実性をどのように取り込んでいくかということであります。我々は科学委員会は文化的伝統的な食料としての利用が含まれる捕鯨においては捕獲枠の設定に際する科学的議論の際には一貫したアプローチを取るべきだと考えており、本件については検討することを要請いたします。
Well, Mr. Chairman, the third issue I wish to raise is a matter of how the scientific committee deals with the issues of uncertainty for example, the stock structures and so forth, as well as RMP and the RMP and AWMP and cash limit level and so forth. With regard to the advice on under those. And we believe that the scientific committee should take a consistent approach to providing its advice on catch levels, whether taking whales involves cultural and traditional use for food, and request that the committee review this matter.
Japan, do you have many more issues?
以上です。最後になりましたけれども、科学委員会の議長、副議長及び事務局の科学担当官に心から感謝をいたします。
Well, finally, Mr. Chairman, we wish to express our appreciation to the chair and vice chair of the scientific committee, as well as to the IWC's head of science and scientific editor. Thank you.
Please continue.Thank you, Japan. I have four more speakers, and we have one more issue in which we have to bring before the body before concluding this item. New Zealand has the floor.
Mr. Chairman, I simply associate myself with the remarks of Germany, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and Australia. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Spain has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As it has been already stated by the distinguished delegate of Germany, the European Community has recently adopted a regulation aiming at minimizing bycatch of cetaceans in fisheries. I think it is very pertinent to note this regulation and avoid overlapping with the work of other organizations. Thank you.
Thank you, Spain. Finland?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Briefly, I want to associate ourselves with the comments from Switzerland and Australia concerning the white whale and narwhal, Germany on bycatch issue, and UK's comments on Dahl's porpoise. Thank you.
Thank you, Finland. Denmark has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Having listened to the comments regarding West Greenland narwhal and beluga issues, Greenland or Denmark on behalf of Greenland, and as stated in many previous annual meetings, Denmark wants to refer to its position with respect to IWC competence over small cetaceans, that IWC have no competence on those. Thank you.
Thank you, Denmark. That concludes, I see two more speakers, Palau and Australia. Palau, please.
Mr. Chairman, this has nothing to do with the agenda item before us, but
I need your indulgence,
Mr. Chairman, to say that Palau deeply appreciates the Commission's decision to read out the statement concerning NGOs' untoward behavior before the close of this today's very long session. Thank you.
Members, I must remind you that we have the Scientific Committee report before us. Australia.
Thank you, Chair. Just a short comment. I understood the delegate from Japan to be suggesting that there was a fundamental difficulty with the RMP in terms of the generic nature and that it would be preferable to look at species-specific approach. I think this may be of concern, but it's probably a little bit late in the night to start that discussion now.
I see no other placards. We must attend to one additional item before concluding. It's the item I referred to as IWC 5643. I note that there are 23 sponsors. They're alphabetical. This is a proposal to reallocate funding agenda item 14.3. One of the 23 sponsors would introduce this, please. Refresh your memory, the GIST is a workshop on the use of market sampling to estimate bycatch. Is there a sponsor that can introduce and explain the position? It's a reallocation of funding. It is a white document. Japan, please.
それでは誰かがしてくれると思ったんですが、私がやります。
I was hoping someone else would take the floor, but maybe would anyone else to explain? If not, I will explain.
Japan. Grenada or UK? Grenada first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With the consent of the sponsors, I would like to present the document.
Please continue.
Mr. Chair, in the interest of time, we do propose to reopen the discussion on bycatch. However, we want to address the proposed workshop on the use of market sampling to estimate bycatch under agenda item 14. The report of the scientific committee at 21.11 states that the committee has been unable to reach agreement over the utility of market-based approaches to estimating bycatch levels in the RMP context. We have serious concern over the utility of using market sampling to provide a better estimate of bycatch than can be got from onboard observer programs and by monitoring animals taken in set nets and traps that enter the market. The precision of the DNA market recapture method is quite low and therefore cannot be used to account for total catch. Over time for purposes of the RMP. Furthermore, the market-based genetic methodology cannot be used anyway for estimating bycatch in countries where bycatch animals do not enter the market, yet this represents the majority of countries who have fisheries that are likely to take whales as bycatch. We know that 14,500 pounds has been requested to hold a workshop on this matter. It is our position that in view of the fact that the amount of funds available to the scientific committee is some 33,500 less than the full budget proposed, this 14,500 will be better spent in support of high priority items on which the scientific committee was in complete agreement but unable to fully fund. We propose that the money be reassigned as shown in the following table. This would fully fund the first items and help SOA 2004-05 activities which we assert are more vital to the Commission. We recommend to the Commission that any additional research funds that may be available should be used to fully fund SOA 2004-05. The workshop can be cancelled or put off without ill effect, whereas these other high priority items have been unanimously supported by the scientific committee and deserve to be completed as speedily as possible. Thank you.
Grenada, thank you. We have the proposal before us. Let me caution those speakers, do not re-engage in the discussion of bycatch. What's before us is the workshop and the reallocation of funds. Our first speaker is the UK. We have a technical problem. Could someone attend to the mics? UK, would you mind if I move forward while they're working on your equipment? Thank you. I will come back. I would go to Austria, please.
The funding in general has gone through several decision-making levels. Should this motion to reallocate funds be granted, then Austria will feel obliged to open the discussion on all of the projects and programs that receive no funding in the scientific committee. And we would begin with Pollution 2000 Plus, which was highly recommended by the scientific committee, and with a soccer report would be our starting point. Thank you.
Chair now recognizes New Zealand. There's some sort of symbol in what's happening right now. Australia, which are you?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have sound. As introduced by the delegate from Grenada, you might believe that the committee, scientific committee, had not recommended the funding of this workshop, or there was some dispute. I refer to page 64, where this item is handled. The quotation in the proposal to reallocate the funding, I think, is a little bit selective. It's clear that the committee was unable to reach agreement over the utility of market-based approaches, and this is precisely why they wish to undertake the workshop. And there is obviously full agreement that the workshop should take place, and in fact, at the end of the section, it says, the committee strongly recommends funding this methodological workshop. So I think it would be a mistake to think that there wasn't a strong view from the committee that the workshop had value.
Thank you, Australia. Is there a hand mic that we can go back? Good. UK, I believe that you're reconnected.
Hello?
You're all right.
All right, we're back on again. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I must confess I find this debate positively surreal. Not only is it late at night, but it's a debate that we have had in one form or another twice already in the course of the last 6 days. We discussed it in the Finance and Administration Committee, and we discussed it yesterday when the relevant section of the report was, in fact, adopted in the face of a very strong recommendation from the committee. It seems to me quite unreasonable to start to argue that the funding should not be made available when we have, as a commission, adopted the recommendation of the report. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. New Zealand, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sure we'd all agree that the scientific committee's done an excellent job this year, and New Zealand certainly would not support any changes to the proposed budget. I know that Dr. McMaster and his colleagues worked very hard to come to consensus on the work program for the Scientific Committee and the allocation of funding. And it would, I suggest, be most regrettable if the Commission were now to amend that program, especially since the proposed workshop on the use of market sampling to estimate bycatch has direct relevance to both the RMS and the RMP. Thank you.
Germany?
Chair, point of order. Point of order.
Sweden, you have the floor. We have a point of order. All business stops. Sweden, what's your point of order?
Thank you, Chair. My point of order relates to rules of debate D3. The Commissioner may move the adjournments of the debate on a particular subject or question under discussion. I move that we should end the debate here, and in view of the late evening, and also in view of the fact that we have had an extensive debate on this. Thank you.
Call attention to the Commissioner calling a point of order that, in addition to the proposer of the motion, Commissioner may speak in favor and two commissioners may speak against the motion, after which the motion shall be put to the vote.
Two in favor. Commissioner plus one.
Yes. So I would call on one more party to speak in favor of the proposal, and that's to move adjournment of debate. And I will call on two members to speak in opposition. Kenya, in support of the motion to close debate.
Thank you, Chairman. I think it's quite in order. I move that we close the debate at this moment. Thank you.
I now call on a commissioner wishing to oppose the motion. Hearing none, I will put it to a show of hands for the vote. Those in favor of the motion to move to adjourn the debate will raise their hand. Those opposed? Those in favor? Carry. We have adjourned the debate. So to the party that introduced this proposal, I ask now, can we adopt it by consensus? I see an objection. There are several objections, so we will go to a roll call vote. One moment. We are prepared to move to a roll call vote. Secretariat, if you can introduce the measure. Yes, Argentina.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, but I don't see any kind of wording for the resolution on that. I mean, we are just voting in favor or not of what?
That's right.
We don't have any resolution, we don't have any wording that afterward the Secretary must apply. Even they say in the interest of time, do not propose to reopen and so on. We can't take by consensus that this was this proposal and afterward we decided it. But it's not a resolution. What we are voting now? Thank you.
Argentina, Grenada introduced, explained the motion. The gist of the motion is fairly clear, that the £14,500 requested for a workshop not be funded for that item, and propose that the money be reassigned as shown in the table. Those that will be supporting this motion will vote as aye. Those that are opposing will vote as no. It was properly introduced, and I'm prepared to go to the roll call vote.
So we'll now proceed with the vote on the proposal outlined in document IWC 5643 concerning the reallocation of funds. If you vote yes, you are agreeing with the proposed reallocation of funds. If you vote no, you oppose the reallocation of funds. This would only require a simple majority to be successful. And I will start the voting with Japan.
Yes.
Yes. Kenya.
Yes.
Republic of Korea.
Yes.
Yes. Mauritania. Yes. Mexico.
No.
No. Monaco.
No.
No. Mongolia.
Yes.
Yes. Netherlands.
No.
No. New Zealand?
No.
No. Nicaragua?
Yes.
Yes. Norway?
Yes.
Yes. Oman?
No.
No. Republic of Palau?
Yes.
Yes. Panama? Panama. Absent. Panama's absent. Peru. Peru is absent. Portugal.
No.
No. Russian Federation.
Don't participate.
Not participating. St. Kitts and Nevis.
Abstain.
Abstain. St. Lucia.
Yes.
Yes. St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Yes.
Yes. San Marino.
No.
Solomon Islands.
Yes.
Yes. South Africa.
No.
No. Spain.
No.
No. Suriname. Absent. Sweden.
No.
No. Switzerland.
No.
No. Tuvalu.
Yes.
Yes. The UK.
No.
No.
Antigua and Barbuda.
Yes.
Yes. Argentina.
No.
No. Australia.
No.
No. Austria.
No.
No. Belgium. No. No. Belize is absent. Benin. Yes. Brazil.
No.
No. Chile.
No.
No. China.
Yes.
Yes. Denmark.
Abstain.
Abstain. Dominica.
Yes.
Yes. Finland.
No.
No. France. No. Gabon. Absent. Germany.
No.
No. Grenada.
Yes.
Republic of Guinea. Yes. Hungary.
No.
No. Iceland.
Yes.
Yes. India.
No.
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 Italy.
No.
No. The outcome of the vote is that there were 19 votes supporting the proposal, 26 against, and 2 abstentions, so the proposal fails.
Members, then we move to the final action under this agenda item. It's 14.4, the adoption of the report. I ask UK.
Mr. Chairman, I would simply observe it is at least questionable whether we should have debated the previous item at all, since we agreed on, in the Commissioner's private meeting, that resolutions would have to be delivered by 1800 hours on the day prior to their discussion. This one clearly didn't meet that criterion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, UK. Other comments? Again, I will call that we are on agenda item 14.4, adoption of the report. I ask the body, can we adopt the report? By consensus, is there any objection? Seeing none, the report's adopted. Why don't we all give a round of applause to the Scientific Committee Chairman? I have two notes. One, we will start. We'll start at 8:45 tomorrow. Two, the members of the Latin American and Caribbean group of countries, GRALAC, are asked to attend a meeting for breakfast tomorrow morning at 7:45. This will be here at the Hotel Palace Hilton. Again, that's 7:45. Members, we stand adjourned until tomorrow at 8:45. Thank you for your cooperation. We did make progress.